here's the problem for Alec Bohn. Quite simple. With a universal DH, he's a DH. Okay? It is a team that he should be the Phillies DH. Except you acquired Kyle Schwarber. So he's a DH. You acquired Nick Castellanos. Well, he's a DH. All right, well, he can't really play third, so playing. Oh, that's right, they got Rhys Hoskins. So he has to play third. When he was at Williamsport, I had said in watching him, I said to Joe Putnam, you know, we were just chit-chatting between innings. His Bohn was like, what, the third overall pick in the draft? Something like that. So you're watching a guy that's highly thought of out of Wichita State that comes in. And I said, you know, I said, you can see, I said, his, you can see the quickness in his bat. I like the stride at the plate, and you can see the power. I said, in the field, my problem with him in the field is his flexibility. He was so stiff down at third. It just, I didn't feel like he could bend. And every, you're either naturally flexible or you're not. You just can't, like, all of a sudden, hey, I'll do a series of exercises. I'm flexible. No, that's not how it works. And I think that's part of it. Yeah, he made three throwing errors last night, but I think part of him probably is because of his inability to set himself because he's just so stiff the way he plays. Now, as to what he said, might as well have been talking to Eagles fans. Oh, I'm sorry. No? Or Sixers fans. Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that either. Flyers fans? No?
There were none of those this year anyway.
Oh. So, look, it's Major League Baseball, so you should be able to make Major League plays. Three throwing errors in one game. So, yeah, you have those days. You just, but here's the issue. You have microphones everywhere. Everywhere. And especially you get to the postseason, they're on the foul pole, they're on the bases, they're on the, so people can hear you uttering anything, anywhere. Now this, what was he in the dugout when he said this, or going into the dugout?
He was going into the dugout after the inning.
He probably was near the camera, and the camera has a mic on top of it. You know, and all he did was just utter what tens of thousands of athletes that have played in Philadelphia said. That, I mean, he just happened to say it. That's all. What?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
He should not feel bad when it comes to being booed in Philadelphia. He now joins Santa Claus. Among others. That's actually pretty good company, don't you think?
No good! No good! No good!
Let me ask you a question. Was Alec Bohn booed in Philadelphia last night?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Was Santa Claus booed in Philadelphia?
About 30...
It's a yes or no question.
30, 40 years ago, yeah.
No, you have to, it's a yes or no question.
Yes.
I rest my case. We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070. You'd hate to see me in a courtroom. So the pseudo, he said, I hate to be in court with you. The yes or no question. Come on. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.